Life isn't about avoiding the bruises. It's about collecting the scars to prove that we showed up for it. Join Nikki Seberini for the next hour as she explores heroism through illness. There is a warrior inside each of us. This is LifeLinks with the DL Link. LifeLinks is a funding initiative of the DL Link.
Well, welcome to the show. This is the DL Link Show on 101.9 Chai FM, where we connect you through insights, information, and illumination. Wonderful to be with you. And hey, if this is the very first time that you have tuned into the show, welcome. The DL Link Show, in case you're wondering what it's all about, well, we represent a really amazing organization that was founded all the way back in 2010 by Michelle Goodman and Jackie Otsula. And it's all about providing a nurturing safe space where patients who are faced with cancer and their families can turn to for support. So we know that serious illness impacts the entire family. So just imagine this amazing link to social, emotional, psychological, and medical support. And DL Link looking after many families, many individuals, and just creating a space for healing, love, and support. So every week we get to chat to pretty extraordinary cancer warriors. We hear about individual stories. There's you know, so much strength in sharing of stories, because you get to hear how other people have navigated challenges, and you get to see that you're not alone. And that's what we provide you with, or certainly try to provide you with. And then we always like to give you bits of information, whether it's updated new treatments or ways of eating or showing up for yourself or others. We like to include all of that in the show. And also remember, if you don't get to catch all of the show, we do podcast it, and you can get the show on the Chai FM website. So our first guest is an amazing cancer warrior, and also bringing information about a new treatment. Well, it's not so new actually, but a few weeks ago we had a cancer warrior who was going through prostate cancer treatment, and he opted for this treatment as well, and he brought it to his oncologist's attention because he had read about amazing results. I think it was in Italy. And so our next guest has been using this type of treatment as well, but this time for breast cancer. So we're going to hear straight from Irene Bahari, her story, and just making you aware of this incredible treatment that is available. So Irene, welcome. So lovely to have you on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's great for you to take the time out to share the story with us, Irene. Thank you so much. So if we go back to all the way back to November 2024, you were in the shower, and unfortunately you experienced something that so many people dread. And sometimes they feel it and they quickly pull their hand away and hope that it wasn't anything there. But for you, it was absolutely a lump in your breast. Perhaps you can just tell us, you know, how you then found out and that you were diagnosed with breast cancer.
Okay, so when I found the lump, I left it still for another week. And my husband kept pestering me to go to the doctor and have it checked out. Doctor recommended that I need to go for mammogram. I went for the mammogram. And there they said that it wasn't a good lump and that I needed to go for biopsy. And after a week, they diagnosed me with grade 1 breast cancer.
And at that point with grade 1, is that stage 1? Is grade 1 and stage 1 the same thing that you know
no,
of?
No. From what I believe, the grade 1 is on the mere start. It just started.
Wow. So you really, really caught it early. So the grade 1, not even stage 1, the grade 1, what did the doctors say were options in terms of moving forward with treatment? Was it just about removing it and then that was that? What did they say?
No. So when I went to see Professor Ben, she first wanted to know if it was a HR negative or HR positive, but it was a HR negative. So she put me on hormonal blockers to see if the tumor would decrease. And then when I did go back in May of last year, it had decreased in size already with the hormonal blockers. When I had gone that day, they were taking some patients to see if we could do cryo through one of the Israel doctors that had given them an opportunity to choose two of the patients. And I was one of the lucky ones to have been chosen to do the cryo.
Wow. So I remember actually many years ago speaking to someone about this cryoablation, and that had originated, as far as I know, in Israel. And we're going to explain to the audience what this cryo is. But I just want to go back to this this tumor that you had, and talking about it being HR negative or positive, and how important that is, because yours was, and the reason why the hormone blockers was the option is because this is a breast cancer that is hormone sensitive and it is slow growing, and yes, those are the reasons why you could go for the cryo, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So I suppose that you're not a doctor, and I certainly don't want to ask your expert opinion on it, but I'm presuming that the cryo, as you know, for you to have these trials here with this Israeli doctor, it had to be a very specific cancer. So for you to do the trial, Irene, what was involved? What did you have to do? Were there any costs involved? How did that work for you?
Okay, so there was no cost involved for me. It was sponsored by the Dr. Shub and Dr. from Israel. They had sponsored two of the patients. So I didn't have to pay anything for it, which I'm very grateful for. But I do believe that the cost is very high. I think it's over 70,000 per cryo session. Yeah.
Okay, so this was a very big saving. Had you ever heard of cryoablation treatment?
No, I hadn't ever heard of it.
No. So as I said, it's so interesting, Irene, because a few weeks ago we had a man who had prostate cancer, and I don't want to give the wrong information, but he had already gone for some treatment, and you know, he had reached a point when the treatment that he had pursued wasn't doing necessarily what he wanted it to. And so he did a whole lot of research, and he had heard about this cryoablation treatment, this freezing of the cancer cells. And it was very interesting. He explained and he was very happy, but obviously it takes time. But just for our audience, and again, I'm going to say you are the patient, you are not the doctor, but from your understanding, what is cryoablation? Just from your, what your explanation and what you had to do, what was it like for you?
Okay, so they just numb, from what I've experienced, they numb the area around the tumor, and they stick in a very long needle into the tumor itself to the middle point, as middle as it can go. And with another needle, they pump in some water for about 15 minutes with the nitro gas that freezes the cancer or the cells inside, and they thaw it for 15 minutes again, and they freeze it for another 15 minutes.
Wow, so that's 45 minutes all in all.
That's 45 minutes all in all, yes.
Yeah, and they talk about it being the least invasive kind of treatment, but for you to be lying there, I presume you were awake. You know, what was that experience like, you know, lying there, and did you feel anything? What was that like for you?
No, I didn't feel anything. I was overwhelmed a bit, a bit scared, hoping that it would work. Yeah, but yeah, it went well.
And afterwards, did you feel anything in your breast, like a day later or hours later?
No, it was just bruised, but there was no pain at all.
Sure.
It was,
Incredible, incredible. I'm just going to read, just for the audience who want to know a little bit more about the cryoablation, is it's a freezing, and the liquid nitrogen is used, and it flows through a probe, this needle that Irene was talking about. And so the needle is inserted into the tumor under ultrasound guidance. And it allows the radiologist to position it precisely, ensuring that the tumor is at the center of the freezing zone. And so the liquid nitrogen never leaves the needle. It causes the tissue around the needle tip to freeze rapidly. And this creates a large ball of ice that engulfs the tumor. So by alternating freeze and then thaw cycles, like Irene was explaining, the cells in the tumor are destroyed. So by the end of the procedure, there should be no visible cancer cells left, and the progress of ice ball development is closely monitored throughout the procedure to ensure safety. And yes, it could take 30 to 40 minutes, as Irene said hers was 45 minutes, and there and then you can go home soon after that treatment. So, psychologically and emotionally, and it being quite overwhelming, as you say, Irene, but have you, what, so how do you know what the efficacy has been like? Did you go back and have more, not treatment, but did they, how did you go for bloods? Did you go for more biopsies? How do they know how successful it was or wasn't?
So I've been to two mammograms by Dr. Shoup's offices, and according to him, the tumor is disintegrating, and but blood I haven't been for as yet, and no more, I haven't been for biopsies or anything, only the mammograms.
Wow, and how long ago did you have it done?
I did it last year, May.
Wow, May last year. And did you only have one treatment?
Yeah, only one treatment.
Sure, that's incredible. And from the mammograms, they can see that this tumor is disintegrating. But with this kind of cancer, because it is hormone sensitive, I'm presuming that you have to continue with your hormone blockers.
Yes, I do. Yes.
And what are the blockers like? How do you feel on hormone blockers?
They are right. There are some days that you do get nauseous and feel down and just want to cry, but it's fine. Yeah.
Do you have, how often do you have to take them?
I have to take them every single day.
Every day. I think that's a hard one, Irene, because especially knowing that, I mean, going through menopause, and I just know how difficult it is with hormones being up and hormones being down, and I know how much it can hijack how you feel about everything, that, and here you're going on these blockers whilst on this journey and having to go for regular checkups. I'm sure it must be really quite challenging, and I'm wondering how your support system is. I mean, you talk about your husband encouraging you to go to the doctor when you first saw the lump. Do you have a support system that's helping you through this process?
Yes, I do. I have my family, my friends, my colleagues, boss, everybody supporting me.
Amazing. Oh, so you've carried on working
Yes, I
all the
have.
way through. Amazing. Just amazing, Irene. And before we do say goodbye, was there anything that you perhaps wanted to share with our audience or anything that you wanted to say?
Not really. Just if people could donate to the worthy cause for people like me that have no medical aid that can help them, I'd appreciate that a lot.
So I'm looking at here, it says here sponsorship is needed. The Breast Health Foundation is looking for sponsorship. So more breast cancer patients who fit the specific criteria can receive a cryoablation. If you'd like to donate in a personal capacity or through a company, contact support@mybreast.org.za. And I presume it was the Breast Health Foundation that made it possible. So it wasn't a trial, it wasn't anything like that. It was a sponsorship, and that's how you and another person managed to have that treatment.
Yes.
Okay. Irene, thank you so much for joining us.
No problem.
We wish you all the best. We wish you good health and vitality. And and we just are so grateful that you could spend some time with us this afternoon. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, Irene. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Irene Bahari, we talk about this cryoablation treatment. Irene lives in Germiston with her husband and her two children. And in November 2024, she felt this lump. And it's been quite a journey, and it's been quite an experience. And part of the journey was trying this cryoablation treatment. And on behalf of the Breast Health Foundation, two patients will be able to receive this cryoablation treatment, Irene being one of them. And so, as I started off and I said, this is the show where we tell you through insights and information and illumination, we try and make you aware of things. And certainly cryoablation is something for you to be aware of. And I know, as I said, from a guest a few weeks ago, that it's been used with other cancers, but it's a particular kind of cancer that you can use it for. But just amazing to hear these incredible results. So once again, thank you to Irene.